from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Heading into this year's fire season, California forests are deader than ever. The state is now in the fifth year of an unprecedented drought. That and a bark beetle infestation have killed some 29 million trees. But forests are also wet after this winter's rains. Alice Daniel headed to the Southern Sierra to find out what all this means for summer wildfires.
75-year-old Roger Coyne opens the door to his white VW bus outside the local pub in the tiny mountain community of Pinehurst. Three dogs leap over one another on their way out.
Chief, come here. Come here. Come here. Sing me a song. Woo, woo, woo.
Apparently, Chief doesn't sing on cue. Coyne has lived in Pinehurst, about an hour east of Fresno, for 60 years. Last summer, he packed his six dogs and 1,200 pounds of tools to evacuate his home ahead of a wildfire. His property was covered in ashes, but it survived. Now, Coyne keeps a constant ear out for where the fires are.
I listen to scanners all the time for my paranoia, so I can hear the fire guys. And so that's running all day long.
Last year's rough fire, the one that caused him to evacuate, tore through nearby National Forest and part of Kings Canyon National Park, burning more than 230 square miles. This summer, the forests are at risk of burning again. Coyne looks up from his burger and fries and points out the window to a nearby mountain. It's mostly dead ponderosa pines, heavy with brown needles.
It's these dead trees, and they're just like, you see them up there, napalm sticks, you know, one spark and they explode.
In the foothills nearby, a crew from CAL FIRE practices cutting a fire line on a steep trail. Steady rain this winter brought a lot of new growth to the foothills.
Virginian grass is 4 and 6 feet tall here.
That's Captain Roger Raines.
Combine that with the oak mortality, combine that with the fuels that transition from here into those dead pine trees, it's a time bomb.
The grasses spread fire quickly, he says. Normally, cattle would be up here grazing it down, but ranchers sold off a lot of their herds during the drought. Rain says CAL FIRE is prepping early for a tough season with new equipment that can shred dead trees.
Obviously, it's providing a benefit to the citizens up there to get rid of those dead trees, to maintain that fuel break up there.
Firefighters might get a small reprieve, says Scott Stevens, a fire scientist at UC Berkeley. The wet winter dropped a lot of moisture into the forest, delaying the fire season by a couple of weeks, at least across the northern part of the state. But the shrublands and chaparral down south didn't get much rain.
Southern California, San Diego, LA counties, I think they're in very difficult shape.
Climate change, drought, stressed and dying trees, forests that are too dense. Steven says this could be the new normal.
I call that a train wreck.
He says unless we thin and manage the forest, massive fires are inevitable.
The forest we know today, I don't think, will be the forest that, say, our grandkids know in, say, 30 years, unless we start to change trajectory and do higher amounts of restoration.
But right now, people are mostly concerned about getting rid of dead trees. Governor Jerry Brown's state budget includes $30 million for CAL FIRE to take out dead trees near buildings and roads and to provide grants for mountain communities like Pinehurst. Mahalia Lomel came to these woods years ago from New York, where she was a pianist. Lomel is invested in this community and doesn't want to see her house or her piano burn to the ground. So she joined the board of her local fire safe council. The council just got a big grant from CAL FIRE to get rid of dead trees along county roads. But that's just a start.
You're aware that things are changing, and they're changing quickly, and that we have to adapt if we're going to survive.
Task forces statewide are deciding where to take out the dead trees. Meanwhile, officials say the number of wildfires and acreage already burned this year is about on par with last year. I'm Alice Daniel, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.